February 15, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery, On Level Ground. Opening prayer. As I worship you today, Lord, I praise you for your faithfulness and unfailing love. Read Psalm chapter 26 of David. Vindicate me, Lord, for I have led a blameless life. I have trusted in the Lord and have not faltered. Test me, Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind. For I have always been mindful of your unfailing love and have lived in reliance on your faithfulness. I do not sit with the deceitful, nor do I associate with hypocrites. I abhor the assembly of evildoers and refuse to sit with the wicked. I wash my hands in innocence and go about your altar, Lord, proclaiming aloud your praise and telling of all your wonderful deeds. Lord, I love the house where you live, the place where your glory dwells. Do not take away my soul along with sinners, my life with those who are bloodthirsty, in whose hands are wicked schemes, whose right hands are full of bribes. I lead a blameless life. Deliver me and be merciful to me. My feet stand on level ground. In the great congregation, I will praise the Lord. Reflect. This seems an appropriate psalm to read as we think about joining with others in worship today. Pray for all involved in leading services or teaching children, and for responsive congregations. If someone has their feet on the ground, it usually means that they are realistic, steady, and secure within themselves. David writes as one who is standing secure in God. As he remembers the past, it is with the joy of knowing he is loved by God and living in reliance on him who is faithful in every way. He has sought to live a blameless life and to trust God, so he welcomes God's scrutiny. This doesn't mean he is faultless, but that he is sincere. Then he considers the present and his choice not to mingle with those who would lead him astray or undermine his faith. Instead, his greatest joy is to be with those who worship God, to sing praises, and to hear testimony of the goodness of God. Finally, he anticipates the future, knowing that evil men are out to get him and to bring him down. His cry is that God will deliver him, so he may again take his place among the worshiping congregation. That is where he loves to be. Apply. How often do you ask the Lord to examine your heart and mind, to show you where you need greater faith or a change required for a closer walk with him? Closing prayer. Lord, today I choose to plant my feet on the firm foundation of your word and who I am in Christ, loved, accepted, forgiven, cleansed, and righteous in your sight. May my praise flow freely today in worship of you.